Hello, and welcome back to the Cosmic Dojo. I'm Steph Todd, and I'm excited to do a little bit of a deeper dive into grounding. What I like to do is really bring my roots down into the earth, and before I get to the very middle of that crystal cave, I see this beautiful golden grid. We can call it the crystalline grid. It can be also the ley lines. They can be different from each other. The crystal grid for me, what it looks like is there's just these beautiful points of the earth that connect underneath. I see it energetically underneath. It's kind of like the pipe works that it wraps around the whole entire world, but it's these beautiful energy lines. They do feel different for me than ley lines, but that's what is beautiful about this is whatever this is for you, it's okay. Make it your own. What these crystal grids do, what I see them in the crystalline bodies, we have one, the earth has one, and we are connecting as these beautiful, these sentient beings. We're connecting with our innate, we're connecting with our intuition, all that is, our souls, and really a beautiful spirit-to-spirit connection that I feel is what we're joining in this beautiful blend of energies. So with our energy growing from the roots, and connecting that to that beautiful crystalline grid. And what I like to do is I see it sometimes as the beautiful roots. They just kind of grow into these beautiful colors. I see these colors, for me, they're always gold. They're a very bright, vibrant gold color. And it's, again, whatever color you see or how you envision it. But this is what I do when I do my deep, deep grounding work. And what these roots can do, they can also wrap around these energy lines. They can also take on different forms. I've seen some sometimes pop up as like little Stonehenges, little things that are around the world, little just the wonders of the world, or little things that can kind of show up where these little, I don't know if they're like ventilations, these little systems where sometimes the energy just needs a little outlet. It needs an output. What I'm doing when I'm creating this space, I'm coming in from a place that's really about me connecting with all that is in my connection and frequency of who I am, and melding that with the earth and her connection to who she is and all that is and her frequency. So I see things in a way it's a little bit different, but I'd like to share this with you and maybe give you a little bit deeper dive into exploring what this looks like or feels like for you. With these crystalline grids, what I see them as, sometimes they change color. Sometimes it looks like a blueprint. Sometimes it just looks like very fluid, non-linear, just very flowing colors, a river. There's no straight lines. And then other times I do see the straight lines. I do see the intersecting, the conjunctions and the different, as if it's like a mapping, an actual gridding system. I see it a number of different ways. And whatever comes up when I'm doing my little grounding, I just let it be. I don't adhere to any one or the other. So if you can imagine that this beautiful, all these beautiful energies, it helps with, for me, how I feel it. It helps with vitality. It helps bringing in that connection with the earth, but also the wisdom. I do a lot of work with the ancestors and a lot with the different kingdoms here on earth. So for me, it's kind of a nice little channel or an energy that I'm tapping into. I feel that at that level, the crystalline grid level, deeper than as if I'm just going in through my 10th chakra or my earth star chakra. It's a really beautiful, calming, but energizing at the same time feeling for me. And what I'm doing then is after I'm getting that kind of nice, that feeling together, I'm seeing the different colors, I will then drop my roots. I keep going. Sometimes I go straight to that crystal cave. Other times I am guided to go to the inner wheel of an earth chakra. What that is it can be a chakra that is maybe imaginative. Maybe it's not one that we fully recognize as one of the seven Hindu chakras. It can be one of those that it's just the heart center, the heart of all that is. But the different chakras that the earth has, I am guided to often ground and root my chakras and my roots with hers. What I mean by that is what I do is I often take that beautiful, that energy that's growing from my roots, growing into that crystalline grid, and then it kind of expands out like trees as they grow. Their beautiful roots are under the ground. They grow and branch outward. That's what it looks like. And sometimes some are going to reach out to one of the earth chakras, and then others are going to go right down to that beautiful crystal cave. For me, it's funny, but the middle, the earth is like a, it's just, I've never seen lava. I've never seen it where all the science photos, it never resonated with me growing up in schools. That it just, I always thought it was so strange. I have heard that it's like the center of the earth is, it's kind of its own universe is inside of the earth. Like the sun is actually in the earth. I've heard a number of different things that I'm pretty open-minded and in the world, what I do, I'm just kind of one of those. I feel like, you know what, whatever. I'm sure it exists somewhere. I'm sure. I don't really doubt anything. The weirdest, wildest, wackiest of things that have come in, I just feel like, you know what, if somebody sees that, why not? So many things that I thought were impossible are not only possible, but there's so many different ways to perceive things. So if it's some weird, wacky kind of a world that you're seeing, or when you dive into the Earth Mother, you can ask her what your place is here, what your path is. You can come and ask her questions. And a lot of this is about being able to just be open-minded and relaxed enough. I know sometimes I've received messages where I really wanted an answer, or I thought it should be something else. I was judging it. And the more I let go, the more I realize that beauty is in the smallest of things as well as the biggest of things. And beauty isn't the same anymore for me as what I once thought it was. So there's a lot of learning, a lot of exploring, and there's little worlds. When I dive into those chakras after I've grounded and connected to them, what I see is bringing my chakra, it's an arc of light. So say if I'm in my grounded state and I'm feeling really good, I felt directed to grow my roots. So I go through the crystalline grid. I'm growing them through to the crystal cave in the middle of the earth. And then I'm going to bring it out and grow my roots to one of the earth's chakras. What I see then is now a connecting light, an arc or a bridge of light that in this instance, if it is the earth's heart chakra, sometimes I'm guided to bring that right to my heart chakra. So that's the earth's. Wherever that is for you, there are different maps online, places that you can connect. I always like to discern for myself. I take in information and then I ask it what my truth is. A lot of times I might not see what others do. And again, there's no wrong here. That's what's beautiful about all this work is intuitively what your truth is and what it means to you. And what I'm doing after I make this beautiful arc is I'm connecting. So all this beautiful heart energy, all this glowing, this centeredness, what it does is it's healing, it's calming. Sometimes it depends on the work that I'm doing, if it's for a client or if it's for myself. I say meditation. I don't really meditate. I daydream. I can't sit and just shut my mind off. I mean, things will come in. I have a hard time just watching them go by like clouds or the traditional ways they have us meditate. That doesn't work for me. I'm an in-action person. I like to meditate when I'm walking, when I'm doing things. I just can't sit still to do that. So daydreaming for me, that's what I see all the time. Things play like movies. And that's what I encourage you to find for you is a quiet space. However you see or receive information, you can work on that. and find a way that works best for you. A lot of this information, it just is, there's a feeling to it or a knowing. I am visual, so I do see a lot of things. Sometimes it's just you can hear something. Sometimes it's, you might not feel much, but it's just that sense of calmness, that sense of peace or compassion even. Why I like to work so much with the earth is because it's not just a part of who we are. Yes, we're here on the earth. There's a lot that we have to do with this planet. Again, with all the different life forms that we've taken, but I work solely with elements every day. In addition to, you know, the spirits and the different things, for me, nature, the elements of the earth, everything that's in connection and the vibration that I resonate with is in the heart chakra. And that's where I like to teach people too, you know, animal communication. That's for me, I just kind of open up my heart. I send it out. Like there's this beautiful green. Sometimes I see it as magenta. Sometimes it's just gold. But I'll send out this beautiful light from my heart. And that's where I feel the most connected with nature. I do animal communication as well. And it's just one of those things, I think, when we're tapped into all that is or just in tune with things, you get a lot of answers. And you would be really surprised to know that I'm guessing a lot of you are already receiving this information. A girlfriend of mine, she has a funny dog. Can't decide if she's going to growl because she's so excited or if she's really mad. She was just kind of all over the place. Outwardly, she would look neurotic. Well, she called me over and I visited, and the dog right away, oh my gosh, she's such a little healer. Her root chakra was really tattered. She had a lot of limbic system, a lot of things going on that she was tired of people not listening to her boundaries, but she was also very sensitive to energy. She was telling me there was other animals in the house. She was telling me a number of different things, and I had to share with my friend what she's saying to do, how to heal her. And my friend, it was so interesting because my friend's intuition was, well, I saw her, she couldn't calm herself down. It looked like a little anxiety attack. So I went ahead and I used some lavender and I used a lot of different things that we wouldn't normally use for animals. And my friend is just, I think she's a lot more intuitive than she gives herself credit for. But she was really talking with her animal, her pet, her being, her friend, a spirit guide, a soulmate, whatever you want to call these beautiful beings. But this little girl, this Junie is her name. She's such a little ascended master. All the healing, the wisdom, this everything that she has. She is tired of humans. She has been in three different homes. She feels like royalty. She's not one that wants to be looked at as a canine. She really does not like that. So you can imagine this little spitfire, this little dog and her big personality. But my friend, it was so amazing just seeing this beautiful relationship. And my friend would look at her and just say, you know what? I know you've had a rough time, but this is your forever home. It's okay. You can let these things go. What she was doing was really telling her that it was okay. This little Junie, she's had some past life things. She's had just a little bit of a rough go. It's hard with her little limbic system. It was kind of short-circuiting her emotions, very overstimulated. She was very hard to calm down. If you looked her in the eye, she kind of took that as aggression. And she didn't know what to do when I came in. And it was really cute. She did calm down. She wanted me to pet her. She actually really wanted me to pick her up, but wanted to growl like, hey, I'm letting you do this, by the way. She always wanted to let you know where you were at. It was just really eye-opening for my friend when I was sharing with her all the things that Junie was telling me that my friend was doing for her, that she was surprised she was already getting these messages and communicating and being able to understand and bring things to what she needed to do for healing purposes. And it was really, it's so subtle. A lot of these things are subtle. So I'm sharing that with you because there's experiences that we have that there's so many things that we receive in any one day. It's very silent. And it's not like a full-on conversation. Sometimes it's a little nudge or a little, I don't know, I just had this idea pop in my head. I'll try it. A lot of times it's so incredibly quiet and subtle that we're not realizing that's actually what it is. That is part of our communicating. When we're connected with the earth, with her grids, with all of her energy systems, it's such an incredible healing. I have a theory. A lot of what I've worked with people, with myself, with animals, I think the earth is healing us so much more than we realize. And I do build copper pyramids that I've been guided to do. And of course, I'm also an artist, but they can't just be the basic, right? They have to be intricate, and they are quite beautiful, though. It's an experience that sometimes these elements, we don't realize how much a metal or the shape of something as it comes together. So the metal and then the shape that it creates makes it its own frequency of vibration. It can make a portal. It can do a number of things. I think Earth is having us as humans kind of take on or absorb a lot of her own energy. I honestly think this is what comes out in maybe some mental illnesses or different things. There's a lot of spiritual sides to things that I see. And I see not a lot of boundaries that we have that we don't know to have. And that's kind of my perspective. And I can share that in another time. But with this beautiful energy, though, that I speak of, it's your own. It's understanding the earth as she knows and supports you, as you're the beautiful light being that she sees, but it's also one that she supports. And it's a very synergistic and a beautiful, it's a relationship, but it's also healing through osmosis. It's healing. So sometimes we need that chaotic energy, frenzied storm to park right outside our window. And it really just, it just drudges up. It really brings a lot of things to light we're not ready for. It can be really uncomfortable, but wow, was that shifting. Things were ready to be released. And sometimes we need a little push. We need a little extra something. You can call it supernatural. You can call it paranormal. I think we work with the elements a lot more than we realize, just like working with animals and the earth and all the different kingdoms. I think there's a lot of gifts, that we have. And my theory is really, I think it's an understanding that we are like little earths walking around, as well as connecting to the cosmos. There's times when I work with the earth and I feel guided to ground her. Sometimes I've grounded her to the sun. I've grounded her to different planets. I don't think I've grounded her to the moon before. But if it comes in, it comes in. And I just kind of go with what I'm guided to. And again, I want to preface this with my asking that all the information that I receive when I do my grounding work, when I do any work, I always ask that it be of divine truth. Lots of times there's things that they want to come in and just share some things that they're doing their little spirit self, you know, they're having fun, they're being playful, or they're being little tricksters. They come in and they can influence. And that's just, for me, that's not the time. So I ask that everything be of divine truth, and that it be for my best or better. And what I allow myself to do is just kind of be an open channel. And so I'm pulling out these beautiful healing energies within the earth. And that includes all her elementals, all her beings, her angels, all of her, you know, the chakras. It really brings out this knowing, this sense of, it's beyond peaceful. I'm not sure how to explain that one. And then I try to hold that as long as I can. It's not easy. A lot of times we're distracted. We're like, okay, yep, we did the thing. We got to go. I'm not able to stay in that space as long as I wish to at times, but the point is I try and get there. This is something that I do every morning and every night, and I feel it brings me great peace and calming. I do like to go out my crown when I dream. I learned that from Dr. Lauren Cielo, with the idea that when we go out our crown, there's a lot of beautiful, it's higher dimensions. And when we come out our third chakra, if you can imagine, that's coming out our sacral chakra, the yellow one. And that's lower dimensions. And a lot of times when I'm doing my healing work, I do have to set the stage. I do have to set the tone and put my boundaries up where I will and won't go and what I will and won't talk to or engage with or anything like that. That's just a part of how I work. And a lot of what this wisdom is a lot of my taking in information. And again, I discern it. I've taken many, many classes, many years of healing in my practice, all the things that I've done. And yeah, sometimes things, it's amazing. It's these, all these things. I just wish that was for me, but sometimes it's not my truth. And it's a beautiful thing that I at least get to witness this. I get to witness or experience something. And then other times, absolutely, it's my truth. And then I take it and I figure out how that works for me or with me and my style. I'm a worker that I get right to the root of things. I don't know why, how, that's how I am. I just see to the root. My BS meter is pretty high. I can detect a lie. I can detect energy. It's just energy. I feel it right away. I sense it. And so it's pretty easy for me to work with people, and I hear their story, but I can also see and feel that there's a lot more going on. This connection with the earth, it really kind of helps that human ness. It helps with that ability to come in and just understand, like, hey, you know, it's kind of heavy here. This sucks for a while. Ugh, can I just drop it like a dirty shirt? Like, can I just not be human today? Can I, can I just shapeshift into a dolphin and just be in the Caribbean? That would just be magnificent. And sometimes I think we forget that we have a choice. We are able to drop what our karma is. We are able to drop all these things that we carry with us, but we don't know how, or we don't know that there's a lot more choice and empowerment within our day than we, I think, were ever taught or that we could know. Grounding with these chakras of the earth, the crystalline grid, I can't explain it. It's like bliss times 10. It's something that it kind of coming in stages. You can go in deeper and deeper with all of these dives or with all of these things. What we're doing is we're connecting, and then it's kind of that layer at the time that you're connecting. And then maybe you'll go in deeper next time. Maybe you'll take a far left and just all of a sudden you just go somewhere else. Sometimes you'll get a healing. Sometimes you'll just get beautiful messages. So I don't go in with that intention. It's always just to ground and just to kind of do my spiritual hygiene. But it's beautiful when you have a little kiss back from the earth or a gratitude, a message of love. And it's very sacred, but it's very important, I think, to never forget who we are still as humans. A lot of us want to stay in the higher realms. We want to, I mean, right? It's fun up there. We dance, play. It's just, it's amazing. But we also have this earth journey. And so what I say is, like, we're walking alongside with ourselves. Half of us, we're our own spirit guide. The other half is we're the human. So we're kind of this embodiment, or it's like the perfect trifecta of having your own little personal team within yourself that helps you navigate through life, but understanding that things come with cycles. There's patterns, there's numbers. Again, so we're kind of circling with the earth and then going back up to the astrology, to the even the astronomy, back in the day when that was one, before it was separated into two different things. That there's just so much. I've heard that Carl Jung, he'd made his archetypes and the personality based on the astrological on their signs. And he was such an astronomer and loved astrology. And it's really fascinating, but it kind of makes things, it makes sense. There's a lot of wonderful wisdom that we can get with the stars and the planets and the cosmos through this grounding in the earth. She is loved and supported by the ethers. It's the ability that she is her own person. She definitely has her own personality, the Earth Mother. And I think there's a lot of really beautiful gifts and things that you can learn. I'm always a fan of going within. Never knew what that really meant for the longest time. It was like, oh, just stop telling me that. I just want that push button, that I just want to know it. I just want to see it, feel it. Boom, there we are. And I didn't engage a whole lot. I couldn't sit still long enough. I was getting so much information. It was very hard for me to do this. So what I did was I just really focused my intentions, and then I focused on what it was that I was seeing. Because for me, it's like, okay, if I'm here and I can ground, well, what else can I do when I'm here? Where else can I play? Where else? I love pushing the envelope. I love playing like that. So for me, it's a lot about that. And I just like to feel things out. And I encourage you, if this resonates with you, to try some of this. See if this helps. See if there's gifts, if there's healings, if there's messages, if there's anything that you receive back. And this, please know that it's in the form of a very, very interpretive universe. It's not always that we receive things in the way we think we should receive them, or the way things think that we think they should be. I guarantee you, there's subtle things that come in, or there's just very in your face, obvious things that come in, but it's all in one and the same. And so if you can, with gratitude, be aware that things are coming in for you, that it's just as important to recognize the little things as much as the big things. And then give yourself that credit too for being aware and staying open, and give yourself that time and that holding your space, holding yourself for where you want or need compassion. And I think that's really the beautiful gift, is just allowing that time of presence to be with yourself and allowing yourself to feel the feels. Sometimes I've grounded and I needed just to get in the salt tub and just cry it out. I didn't know I was holding these feelings, or I didn't know, some past life things were coming up, or that there was things. And not that this happens each time you do this. This is me going into really in-depth grounding work with the earth, but also with me going in with that, what else can I do here? So this is not at just the grounding level. This was more intentional deep work. There's a lot that we can learn. And when we can learn in such a beautiful, sacred way, I think that's just one of the most beautiful gifts. I'm going to leave that here for now. If there's anything that comes in, I will make another podcast on that. But until next time, a warm and beautiful, loving spirit-to-spirit acknowledgement here. And thank you. I'll be back on soon. Until next time. Bye-bye.